information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, greetings, welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I've been talking in the past about the terrorists surrounding Israel. There's going to be a war, and yesterday, or a Friday actually, Israel once again struck the airport, which was south of Damascus. And this is on Friday. At least five Syrian servicemen were killed after Israel launched airstrikes targeting Damascus and the areas to the south of the capital in the early hours of Saturday. At approximately 45 a.m. this morning, Israel carried out a campaign of rockets from the northeastern direction of Lake Tiberias, or the Sea of Galilee, targeting Damascus International Airport and some points south of Damascus. The Israeli military doesn't confirm nor deny the report, in line with its long-standing policy not to comment on operations conducted outside the country. And the article continues, over the past several weeks, Israel has conducted multiple strikes against various targets in Syria and two remaining major airports in particular. Now, in June, a series of Israeli strikes took the Damascus airport out of service for several weeks. They had just reopened that airport from a campaign in 2020 that had damaged that airfield. There's going to be war in the Middle East. I want to begin with that. Now, we're watching and we're paying attention to many things happening in this country. But the situation with you in Ukraine, and there is a shifting opinions, views of the NATO nations, European nations, nations in general. The view of the Ukraine war is beginning to, it was one-sided, but now people internationally are beginning to realize this is a NATO-U.S. operation, has been planned, and now that the nations understand what has happened, we in this country still, many that I even friends, they feel that Russia has been the aggressor. They don't see the situation. They don't stand back, take both sides. They form an opinion without having facts from the past, facts about operations from the CIA in this country, CIA operations, British MI5-6 operations, and NATO also. Now, Dmitry Peskov out of Russia, he stated yesterday that Russia and China are not seeking to rule the whole world when they implement their bilateral agreements. That's not their objective. We know that other countries have such tendencies, meaning the United States Empire. Then the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, he finally came out and admitted concerning the Ukraine advances the war. He stated, "This is not the beginning of the end of the war. We have to be prepared for the long haul. This is exactly what the PNAC, Project for a New American Century, this is part of their, what is in their document, in that paper. It was preparing for a 100-year war. And now Jens Stoltenberg, he's declaring we're going to prepare for the long haul, meaning this war is nowhere near being completed or over. The European Union and NATO member, his name is, he was a Hungarian presidential minister, Gulyas, stated, "Given Russia's clear upper hand in Ukraine, the Kremlin can define what constitutes victory and declare that it has been achieved whenever it sees fit." Russia could end this. It could be declared finished. And Russia has that. It's in Russia's hand. Well, then the rhetoric has been that the Western powers, United States, European nations, NATO, they were forced to respond to an unprovoked Russian aggression. The reason I'm presenting this to you is because it gets better. But we'll finish, or we'll continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
The whole world has to get it together, but the whole world won't get it together. It's not in the cards. There's going to be more war, more conflict, more aggression, more hatred. Going on with NATO, they're beginning to admit that the U.S. and the Western powers stated that they had to respond to Russia aggression. Well, NATO Military Committee Chair Admiral Rob Bauer stated on Sunday that there has been an effort to overhaul the command structure. It's been going on for a couple of years. And this structure was even before Russia launched its military operation in Ukraine. And there were leaked documents. And the leaked documents exposed the Ukrainian attempt to destabilize Russia and draw NATO into a full-scale war with Moscow. This has been the objective. Now, remember Yugoslavia. As a nation, it was a CIA operation to break Yugoslavia into different nations, smaller nations, with Afghanistan. I'm trying to think back. Where was the other? America. Oh, I remember. In Iraq, before Saddam Hussein, there was an objective, a plan, a CIA objective, and what it was Iran. I'm sorry, Iraq as a nation was powerful. And it was too difficult for the United States CIA and military to contain that area as a nation, Iraq. So they had to break it into three pieces. And they were successful. So there are three. One time Iraq is now three different. There's the to the north, the Kurds. I forget the other two. Then in Yugoslavia, the objective was to break. It was too powerful as a major nation, huge. It had resources. And the CIA plan, again, is you take a big nation and you break it into smaller pieces. This way, there is not as much, it is easier to control. The empire can control it much easier. This is also the objective, the plan for Russia. You take Russia, the Soviet bloc, and you end the Russia with the nations that made up the old Soviet bloc. Remove the nations. Russia is, according to prophecies, is once again a nation in itself. Well, CIA plans use Ukraine to begin to break Russia apart, just like Yugoslavia and Iraq. It's an old strategy. It has been then in World War I, or before World War I, you take the Ukraine to the Bolshevik Revolution and you break part of that area away from Russia. So there's part of the plan and the objective back then, the strategy. So these leaked documents was a plan to destabilize Russia and draw NATO into a full-scale war with Moscow. And when this plan was basically presented to the world, there was a European and NATO member. He was a Romanian foreign minister, Andrei Marga. And he said, "We're in a very special situation here." And listen to what this man says. He said, "Ukraine exists in unnatural borders. It should cede Transcarpathia to Hungary, Galicia to Poland, Bukovina to Romania, Donbass and Crimea to Russia. These are the territories of other countries Ukraine is territories of other countries." And he stated, "If an agreement isn't reached, there's not going to be any peace in Europe. And without peace, democracy will suffer." It's kind of a warning. And then out of the Ukrainian embassy, you have a statement, "This is not just unacceptable under any circumstances, but also represents a particular blatant deviation at a time when Ukraine heroically defends its independence and the security of Europe." Wow. It sounds like Adolf Hitler all over. When Ukraine is heroically defending its independence. No. Zelensky is a tool of the CIA, of the, well, you would say the Obama administration that is still running things from a basement. Now, what is happening in Ukraine is not the security. It's not in the reason. It's not to secure Europe. That's not what this is all about. How is Ukraine going to bring security to Europe? There was peace 7 months ago. The world was somewhat stable, trying to recover from an epidemic, a pandemic, sickness. Now, in Austria and Moldova and France, the people are marching by the tens of thousands demanding an end to the conflict. And they're demanding an end to the sanctions against Russia. This is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Actually, yesterday's, Sunday's whatdoesitmean.com. And the title of the article was "The Offensive to Destroy Donald Trump." And Trump warned, this is no longer a police operation. This is a war. So I'm going to jump toward the end. Well, actually, so what's happening is in the Western nations, there is a revolt against the colonial powers. Which ones? America and Britain. America, we have colonies. We are just like the British. We have colonies. America doesn't like that word colonies, so we say, well, territories. No, just like Britain, we have nations that are our colonies, and we call them friends of Uncle Sam or whatever. No, they're colonies. They're not just territories of the U.S. Just like the British, there are colonies. And the people in the Western countries are tired of the individuals, the families, and within the nations, the power structure that has ruled the and kept the people of the nation basically, you know, getting by. But because of immigration, the laws that have been passed in the nations in Europe for immigration, these matters, it's not just about the economy. It's about immigration. It's the big gorilla behind the small gorilla, the small gorilla being economy, the greater gorilla being immigration, because immigration destroys the economy. Immigration destroys the culture. Immigration causes conflict. It brings in It brings in instability. So the European nations, there is this marching. They want to end this conflict with Russia. It is ruining everything. They're realizing that the conflict with Russia in Ukraine is not about Russia aggression. It's about the aggression of empire, the United States, who has a gun to the head of the European nations. And the English are just as guilty, because you have a daughter and a mother relationship, the mother being England and the daughter being the United States of America. But the daughter has become more powerful than the mother. And the daughter is moving her own direction. But the only thing that is keeping the mother and daughter working together is Pilgrim Society. I'll always go back to Pilgrims. All roads lead to Pilgrim's Society. It will take about 2 years for people to begin to realize, yes, the Federal Reserve, but the Federal Reserve is the thumb of Pilgrim Society. Yes, it's about the families, the oligarch, the monarchies. Yes, that's the index finger, but it is tied into Pilgrims. It goes on and on. All the fingers on both hands, plus the toes, are tied into Pilgrim Society. The hand is Pilgrims. The fingers are all these agencies. CIA, MI6, MI5, directed by Pilgrims through a company or through an administrative apparatus called Serco out of England. Little tidbits. You get a patent, like Michael McKibben, for social engineering, social networking, and who gets up owning the patents? They end up in England. They're all taken, every patent in the United States ends up in England. People don't realize that. I talk about continuity of government. It's a part of the apparatus of terror that is directed by Pilgrim Society out of Europe and New York City. The whole campaign against Donald Trump was through the agencies of Pilgrim Society, continuity of government, and through SES, Senior Executive Services. Senior Executive Services, who directs it? Serco, out of part of the Pilgrim program in Europe, but tied into New York City. It was David Rockefeller or John Rockefeller, 1902. Europe could not, England or Cecil Rhodes, this man put together a strategy. And the strategy was very simple. You get Cecil Rhodes and four other or five other people. And each one of them, the whole direction of what they want to do, they each know what that direction is. And each one gets another five or six people. And the direction begins to expand to six, then to each of those, pick another individual, six more. It's just exponential. We'll be back. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com podcast.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody's mind?
We're going to go to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at SpiritsMusicHall.com. That's SpiritsMusicHall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to SpiritsMusicHall.com.
Gonna do tonight, too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on?
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Are you optimistic about the things, the way that things are going? Well, not very. Not many people are very optimistic about anything. Now, going back to the matter of the, in the Western countries, they are rioting. They are protesting. They're tired of the way that the certain powerful people have controlled their nations. In Sweden, the populists are surging to power. And in Italy, the rightist alliance set for, let's see here. Yeah, this is out of Reuters. The rightist alliance set for Italian election victory. Polls have consistently shown that a rightist coalition led by the Nationalist Brothers of Italy party and also involving the League Party and the Forza Italia is on course for a clear victory. That's going to be here in about 6 days. Brothers of Italy leader Giorgia Meloni would be the likely choice to be the country's first female prime minister. And the European Union leaders, they've declared that the national populist government of Hungary was an autocratic power and moving to strip it of billions of dollars. There is something afoot. Now, then jumping back here, Biden, or Joe Biden, the non-elected president, he sent out a U.S. intelligence cable warning that Russia might be interfering in the Italian election. See, the globalists, they need control over these nations. They need control over Sweden. One thing is they want Sweden to join NATO. And the people within these countries they're waking up. They're beginning to see what this is all about. So Biden, you know, he's in Italy, the same thing. They need Italy to be continued. The globalist control is breaking down. And why it's breaking down is because the people are beginning to wake up. They've had it. It's in the long run, it won't matter too much. We're still going to get the globalist agenda, environmental agenda, green movement agenda. We're still going to get these agendas. But people in the nations are, and it does say in the scripture that they will revolt. Now, also, Joe Biden has launched an all-out offensive. I'm reading from whatdoesitmean.com, yesterday's edition. It says here that he's launched an all-offensive against the world's most powerful nationalist populist leader, Donald Trump. An offensive which top Kremlin media advisor Dmitry Bavyirin, this you need to hear. He just released an open letter. Russia doesn't need Donald Trump in the White House again. Russia doesn't need Donald Trump in the White House again. He warns the mass hunt for Trumpists is intended to show that they are exposing a full-fledged organized criminal group. However, this is no longer a special operation. This is a war. Incumbent President Joe Biden announced it on the first day, announced it when he read the emotional speech with a pathetic title on the ongoing battle for the soul of the nation. Why doesn't Russia need Donald Trump anymore? Donald Trump set things in motion in this country. Vladimir and everybody was focused on the 4 years of Donald Trump. They focused on that. The world wasn't focusing on what Vladimir Putin was doing in Russia. While Donald Trump was the center of the world stage, Vladimir Putin took the opportunity to diplomatically work with nations, old Soviet bloc nations, work with nations in the Middle East, work with nations in Africa, and continue to strengthen diplomatic ties with China. And he was busy planning to watching what the previous administration prior to Donald Trump, he was watching what the Obama people were still doing behind the scenes, even while Trump was in office, planning a Ukraine attack, which I read to you. It was finally revealed openly. I read it in the first segment of the program today, that there was evidence that this was a plan in Ukraine. And as the NATO nations, along with the United States and some European countries, as they were moving this plan forward, Vladimir Putin was watching and could not wait any longer. He had to move into Ukraine and begin that objective. Russia doesn't need Donald Trump anymore. Donald Trump is continuing to fight a battle on the political stage here in this country, and the nations in Europe, they're watching. They have seen how successful the common man, the heart of the American, the heart of America is the people of America, the working people of America, and the individuals in the European nations, as they've watched this in England. They try to get away with, do the Brexit, get in England, Britain to exit out of the EU. They don't need Donald Trump. Donald Trump is still doing what he's supposed to do. But the voters internationally have seen what had happened in this country, and they believe it can happen in their countries. And it is happening. And the New World Order, the globalists, they are having a difficult time trying to move their plan forward. They're going to, but it's going to be through the implementing jackbooted thugs to come and beat down your door. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing,
ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
him. His blood ran as he cried. No money could save him. So he lay down and he died. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
This is the way it has been for thousands of years. This is what happened during the Vietnam War. Empire had an objective to develop the oil fields off of the coast of Vietnam. And so America's young men went over to foreign fields to die. And in World War I, the same. And in World War II, the same. What has happened in the past, nothing changes. It will happen in the future. It is happening presently. In America's military presently, I'm trying to think of the percentage of young people that are not even eligible. It's very difficult to recruit young people. But if there is hunger in America, and there will be, people, young men, won't have to be forced through, conscription. They will join to eat. This is what happened in many of the Soviet nations. They were forced to enlist, but on the other hand, they wanted to eat. Food is a very powerful tool used by the globalists. Russia doesn't need Donald Trump. Vladimir Putin took advantage of the Trump presidency to diplomatically work with nations around Russia, to plan and continue to, even during the Trump administration, to build its pipelines, pumping stations to supply natural gas, oil, to bring oil out of the ground, natural gas to Europe, two pipelines. And with Ukraine, once this, Russia was forced to move into Ukraine. When it did, the all-out war against Russia began. Sanctions, these tools were effective during the Trump administration. He used economic sanctions on the Arab nations. Nations that in NATO, forcing NATO to ante up their fair share. America was carrying the load in their military, with their military budgets. Well, sanctions didn't work against Russia. They actually made Russia stronger. The ruble is the strongest it's ever been. Russia is selling its gas, exporting to the east, to the south, to nations surrounding Russia. The plan was to hurt Russia economically, but it backfired. And Europe is paying the price. The European people, Germany, is paying a big price. German industry having to pay four to five times more for gas to run industry. They're having a hard time. It is causing their manufacturing to, it's severely damaged. It's like a ship with not a hole in the bow or in the side, but many ships are hemorrhaging. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The Bible says that Russia is going to be great at the end of the world. In the years prior to Christ's coming, in the last decade, Russia will be a great power economically, militarily, and diplomatically, politically. This has happened. What the Bible said would happen is happening. And Russia involvement in war or conflict with Ukraine, her objective is going to change. God is going to force Russia to begin to focus not on Ukraine, but focus to the south on Israel. Russia is going to focus on the Middle East. And so is Iran. So Syria, not so much as Turkey, some of the a few nations in the old Soviet bloc. I think Germany is also going to focus, and Germany may just, some of the military is going to join Russia when Russia moves south. Ethiopia and Libya. Libya hasn't forgotten what the Obama administration, what they did to their king that was making their country in the Middle East a great country. Gaddafi was making Iran, Libya, a great nation, giving hope to the Iranian people, to the Libyan people, sorry, Iranian. But then with Ethiopia, the same. Ethiopia will come with Libya. They'll send forces into the Middle East against Israel. They'll be defeated. Russia must be great. The Russian ruble is now the petrol ruble, the gas ruble. The nations want to unfriend Russia. It didn't hurt them at all. China was more than happy to take as much gas and oil as Russia can provide. Really, China will take everything. Russia doesn't need to send export oil or gas anywhere else. China will take it all. But Russia, Vladimir Putin, this man is a brilliant guy, and he has to be brilliant for the coming conflict with Russia in the Middle East with the other nations. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's mine.
We're going to go to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
Gonna do tonight, too much stuff to do, you ain't mine. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's
mine. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
We'll finish out today's program with an article out of Gateway Pundit. This was by Jim Hoft. We are officially living in a weaponized police state. Donald Trump. He responds to the raid on the pillow guy, Mike Lindell. The article was on the 14th last week, about 5 days ago. Just 2 weeks ago, quoting, just two weeks ago, Joe Biden declared war on his political opposition. Biden called out American patriots as a clear and present danger to the nation. Remember the movie, Clear and Present Danger? This is not an accidental statement. This is PSYOP, a clear and present danger. Over the weekend, Democrats, including Kamala Harris, not legitimate vice president, and the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Mayorkas, declared Trump supporters the new enemy of America, and as dangerous as Islamists who murdered nearly 3,000 people on September 11, 2001. Earlier Tuesday, the FBI, the jackbooted thugs, seized Mike Lindell's phone in the open. The FBI trailed Mike Lindell, pulled up on him at a Hardee's. Man, we need a Hardee's around here. Green River, Wyoming, I think, has a Hardee's. I'm trying to think who else might. Mike Lindell says that the FBI stopped him today at Hardee's in Minnesota. Cars pulled up in front of us, to the side of us, behind us, and I said those are either bad guys or the FBI. Well, it turns out they were the FBI. So, he's talking to one of the jackbooted thugs. He's telling them about the Lord Jesus. And the jackbooted thugs, they have a right to know the truth. The gospel of peace needs to be presented to them also. In Russia, in all the nations in China, all the communist nations, the Christians were talking to their captors about Christ, and many got saved. Then here's what President Trump states. Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, just got raided by the FBI. We are now officially living in a weaponized police state, rigged elections and all. Our country is a laughingstock all over the world. The majesty of the United States is gone. Can't let this happen. Take back America. So, this is what happened to Lindell. It happened to Steve Bannon. It is happening to Trump supporters. I'm trying to think of the other guy that, what is his name? I can see his face. I can remember faces, I can't remember names. He's on Alex Jones quite a bit. They raided his home early in the morning and scared the daylights out of his wife. Most wives are pretty tough. But when you freak little Fifi out, you know, they don't take into account the little pets. Little pets get, you know, they freak out too. Take care of the wife and take care of the pets. Well, for today, this is in the program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a nice dinner and have a pleasant night. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnson.